This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Quand la caille convert les cuits, on va chasser tout morceau. On vient voler pour les autres là. On vient voler, ma sa voler. On vient courir, moi pas sa courir. On vient marcher, ma sa marcher.
Out here on the veranda, the night seems so dark. I hear the drums calling me, but I'm too afraid to follow them. What use could the spirits have with a stupid little house slave like me? I feel myself to the sound. Down the steep path to a clearing filled with a huddle of believers who sway to the beat of the drums. I try to run back, but I'm rooted to the spot. It's 1791. But since nothing ever changes here in the French Caribbean colony of Saint-Domingue, it could be any year at all.
Take your place with the others, Mary.
Yes, Mambo says you.
Great Papa Legba, keeper of the crossroads, grant us the keys to Jnen and Badlo, holy land of our ancestors.
I don't belong.
You don't belong with your own people. Why do you insult the spirits?
My God will take care of me.
Who has turned your mind against our ancestors? Is it Papa Toussaint? He's been lying to you about the white man's heaven?
He is a father to me.
Toussaint? He speaks of one altar for all. But the black man cannot enter the church with the whites. All masters have forbidden it.
I don't know what to believe.
Must face our fear, child.
Let the girl run. We cannot escape our destinies. They are chosen for us.
Who are you? Come into the light. Let me see you. What is your name?
Bookman. I'm not from around here. I'm from the other side of the Haricot plantation. I am an overseer there.
Why have you come?
My God told me to come.
Your God?
He has ordered me to go to all the plantations of Saint-Domingue to reveal to us slaves that liberty is close at hand.
Which God?
Ogun Farai. All our people need is a leader. That man is among us now. He has only to show himself, and he will guide us to victory.
Why should we listen to you?
All I ask is that you let the gods speak.
Well, we shall see if Ogun grants us a sign. For now, you can join us. I am Mambo Cecile.
Marie!
Is that your mistress calling you?
Yes. I mustn't keep her waiting. She gets mad with me if I don't bring her fruit punch at the right time. I made this punch for you today, madame. I hope you like it. Oh, madame, Toussaint says a new shop has opened in Le Cap. It sells beautiful dresses. The owner is a friend of the Queen of France.
Yes, yes, Madame de Patine. I know, Marie.
Toussaint can take you there if you like.
What need have I of dresses, Marie? Where is Toussaint anyway?
He's taking a message for the master.
Indeed.
Is there anything else?
Yes. I need you to remove the statue of the Blessed Virgin and place it in the chest.
Madame?
I have no further need of it.
Madame, the Lord watches us.
What good has it done me?
Toussaint says the power of prayer is strong. Every night I pray for you. You're not to blame.
I was not a real mother to her. She died abroad alone. It will haunt me until the day I die.
Madame, there is nothing you could have done.
I've prayed to the Blessed Virgin to allow me one last glimpse of my sweet girl, so that I may say farewell to her.
All our prayers will be answered. Your daughter will come to you in a dream.
No, my mind is set. Take the statue away. Well, what are you waiting for, Marie? Must I do it myself?
No, madame. As you wish.
What are you doing, Marie?
Madame asked me to remove the Blessed Virgin.
Is this true?
It is so, Toussaint. I feel so empty.
We only want your happiness.
Words alone will not bring her back to me.
The Lord has not forsaken you, madame. She is an angel in heaven. Your daughter is within you and in all of us. One day you will be reunited with her. But for now, the rest of your family need you.
It's true that I have made myself a stranger to all of you. I know that.
The bonds of love which bind us all together are the most precious gift we have.
Toussaint, what would I do without you?
I thought I'd find you here, charming madame, Toussaint. I have news. I have received a letter this morning from my dear cousin Sebastian, Comte de Villancourt. He'll be joining us here soon.
He's here in Saint-Domingue.
How remarkable tale. Read for yourself.
How did he come
here? He fled the godless evildoers in France and has used what was left of his fortune to buy himself a coffee plantation outside Port-de-Paix.
So, madame, now will you treat yourself to a new dress?
Highly unlikely, Marie.
The new dressmaker up in Le Cap. It will be my pleasure to drive you up there tomorrow. If you have no further need of me, Master Bayon, Madame Le Bat...
No, you may go.
Put the statue in the box. To the box, Marie!
Yes, madame. I am powerless to disobey, madame. Toussaint will be going back to his wife, Suzanne, now, and their sweet little son, Placide. I wish I had someone to cook and clean for me, too, to bring me fruit punches when I'm thirsty. Still, I guess I'm luckier than most.
Such a delicious smell. What is he to my chérie Suzanne?
You'll have to wait.
Papa, you said I could go on a horse. When can I ride with you?
Soon, please.
When?
Look, I'll take you with me up to Le Cap this weekend.
There's no way that young boy's going on a horse.
Nonsense. The younger, the better.
He's too small. What if he falls off?
Please, Mama.
Toussaint, mind. I'm cooking.
A café to do.
Since the master gave you your freedom and made you a coachman, we see less and less of you.
I love my freedom.
That's because you're 2 days away from me.
You are my strength.
Dimanche, Dudu.
Revolution has made little white bowl. Only yesterday, I saw a shopkeeper spit in the face of a marquis. All they require is a sign from France, and they will deal the old plantation owners a blow. As for our people, they must watch and listen. They hear all this talk of liberty and equality.
Papa, look.
Very good, Placide. He's drawn me on horseback. The next time I go to Le Cap, you can drive with me in the master's coach. And your mother cannot object to that, can she?
Please, Mama, please.
Let's pray to our Heavenly Father so that he makes your mother see sense. Put your hands together, Placide. That's right.
Toussaint, still kneeling to the white man's God from outside the church door? Let's hope he hears you.
Do you want to see him?
Why are you turning Marie's mind against the religion of her ancestors?
Marie makes her own choices.
She says you told her we should all worship at one altar, the black man and the white man. That our faith is nothing but devil worship? I warn you, Toussaint, cut that girl off from her roots and she will not know who she is. She'll be like a leaf in the wind blowing this way and that. It's women like Marie who will be important to our people in time to come.
In time to come?
You speak as if you're blind to her suffering.
I'm not blind, Cecile. I pray every day that the Lord will break the heavy chains which drain the life of our people.
People make things happen, Toussaint, not prayers.
In case you haven't noticed, Cecile, the white man is strong.
We outnumber them in Saint-Domingue, 10-1. With the gods on our side, who knows what we can achieve?
What are you saying?
You wear your fancy clothes and spout your clever words, but to the white man you'll be nothing more than a dog. When the lines are drawn and the day of battle comes, do you think he'll care a sou about you? Marie's not free like you. Any of us can be sold like an animal any time the master chooses.
Marie is a slave like you, but at least the evil which has been unleashed on all the plantation has not been unleashed here.
Oh, yes, Toussaint. Life is better here for us. But things can change in an instant. Have you forgotten when Master Bayon had an argument with the owner and left for a time and was replaced by that monster, the liberal? He turned the shed by the calabash tree into a torture chamber. I can still hear the screams of Marie Mother now when he raped and murdered her in there. No, Toussaint. No one is safe here. Marie should have been told about her mother. And now she's old enough, I will tell her. It is her right to know.
Cecile, stop interfering.
I am not interfering. I don't care how many Elmeres she says, but at night, she'll be a food stand with the rest of us.
You won't win.
It's not a game. Now farewell, Toussaint. Until the next time. Suzanne?
Cecile's right. I may own slaves just like a white man, but what has changed? How do people see me? Like one of the planters? A cruel tyrant with a whip who cares nothing for the suffering of others? I'm free, but I'm tied. And for now, I must play the white man's game.
Cecile, where are you taking me?
Shh.
I should be cooking Madame's supper.
Quiet.
She'll punish me.
Quiet, child. It will not take long.
Let her go. There. That's better.
What do you want?
Mambo Cecile tells me you can read. Is that right?
I can.
Papa Toussaint taught you, didn't he?
Yes.
Such a precious gift. No. No, a right. Yet so few of our people can read and write. When he was a slave, Toussaint was beaten nearly to death after being caught in town reading a book. He's a well-read man, they say.
That he is.
You know where my name comes from, Marie? I was once a slave to an Englishman in Jamaica. He taught me how to read and write. Hence, I was named Book Man. But that same master grew angry with me when he mistook my zeal for our gods for the practice of sorcery. He sold me to a Frenchman, and that's how I ended up here.
Monsieur Book Man, I have work to do.
Is that you speaking, Marie? Or is it the slave girl? We want to hear your voice, the woman who has a mind of her own. Toussaint taught you to read and write, but did he teach you to think for yourself? Do you ever wonder about your forefathers, your ancestors, Marie? How they lived in Africa before the white man carried them away in the great ships?
Of course I do.
Did they wear chains around their ankles, Marie? Were they sold in the marketplace?
No.
They were born as free men and women, just as free as any other part of God's creation. Free as a bird or a mountain goat. So, by whose hand were they turned into slaves? Was it by God's?
No. Toussaint says that all men were created equal in God's own image.
Then it was by the white man's hand. But as you just said, God created all men equal. So it's against the law that our people are held in bondage.
What you say is true, but what can any of us do?
The white man have made a revolution in France. They are speaking of the equality of all men. Could you read to me a few sentences, and then I want you to think on them?
Yes.
This document is called the Declaration of the Rights of Man, and it was proclaimed in the National Assembly in Paris, and after the revolution began in 1789. Now, please, read.
The French people consider that the ignorance, disregard, or contempt of human rights are the sole causes of the nation's misfortunes, and have resolved to state the natural, inalienable.
Do you know what that word means?
No.
It means something that can never be taken away, Marie.
Yes. Inalienable. And sacred human rights in a solemn declaration. All people shall have equal rights upon birth and ever after. These are the right to freedom, property, safety, and the right to resist oppression. What is this to do with us? This was written for French people living in France.
Have you forgotten about your ancestors, Marie? How they lived before the white men took them? Weren't they born free with the same rights these Frenchmen now speak of? You were not born free, but that does not mean that God did not intend for you to be so. Saint-Domingue is part of France. Are we, since the revolution, not free and equal French citizens? We have the right to resist oppression. You read it yourself. And what is slavery but oppression? The Frenchman, Rousseau, says, man was born free, and he is everywhere in chains. Those who think themselves the masters of others are indeed greater slaves than they. And he also writes that force made the first slaves, and their cowardice perpetuates their slavery.
You must be brave, Marie. The spirits demand nothing less.
What do you remember of this ceremony last night?
I danced a little and I fell asleep.
Yes, my child. Except that you were not sleeping.
I wasn't.
It's always the same when a voodoo-sans become possessed. They never remember a thing. But Ogun came to you, Marie.
You were his divine horse. And you acted just like him. Drinking rum and striking out at the people, thrashing this way and that with a sharp sword.
It's not possible.
Ogun rarely chooses a female. No one else that night was taken by him. It means that you are favored.
Soon, we shall take what is ours, Marie. There will be bloodshed, but you are strong, and the gods have chosen you.
I don't want to hurt, madame. I don't want to die.
There is no death for us, Marie. Should we fall in battle, we will be reborn in the land of our ancestors.
Yes. The very earth beneath our feet is an honeycomb filled with the spirits of those who have passed on. Those who have the gift, as I believe you do, can speak freely with them. The dead will guide us.
Marie! I must go.
Are you with us, Marie?
Marie, where are you? Did Ogun really choose me?
Yes, he did.
I must think on it.
Listen to me, Marie. A warning. Make sure you tell no one of this, or the gods will strike you dumb. There will be nowhere for you to hide.
Marie!
Praises be to Ogun!
Tu Marie shall be with us.
I return to the veranda to find the Count of Charlevoix, master of the neighboring plantation, standing like an apparition by Madame's side. Such terrible stories I've heard about him and his wife. It's rumored they torture their slaves just for the sheer pleasure of it. Master Bayon is there with them, looking more serious than ever. After I've poured them their fruit punches, I go and conceal myself in the usual spot, the secret place Mambo Cecile showed me, so that I may listen in on the conversations of Madame and the Master.
Good afternoon, Toussaint.
Monsieur le Count, good afternoon to you.
Toussaint, there have been some interesting developments.
Some disturbing news, we're sorry to say.
The Colonial Assembly in Le Cap, which, as you know, was formed after the revolution in France to bring direction to Saint-Damas, has fallen into the hands of extremists.
Nothing is sacred any longer.
If these people are allowed to turn Saint-Damas upside down, our lives will never be the same again.
How can I be of help?
Your status among both blacks and whites does you a great credit, Toussaint. Everyone looks to you as a father throughout the whole colony. You have only to make the sign and it will be done.
The sign?
To avert a disaster, it is vital that we send a message to the Red Cockades in Le Cap. They must realize that without us, they cannot run the colony. An insurrection by the slaves, carefully staged and orchestrated, will cow them into submission. And who better to give the word than a man who is known and loved by all?
What? You want here to be a slave uprising?
Exactly. But to last no more than a few days. Then, seeing as it is you who commands it, harmony will at once be restored, but on our terms.
Should the slaves rebel, how do you know they'll listen to me?
Because it will be in their best interest to return to their current way of life.
I can tell you that shortly before His Majesty, King Louis, was imprisoned by these pernicious little men who are currently governing France, he had expressed his intention to enhance the welfare of all the slaves in this colony. A supremely humane individual appointed by God himself, he had amended the provisions of the Code Noir accordingly.
But what are these new provisions?
Abolition of the whip on all plantations, 3 days a week, free of labour for all slaves.
Monsieur le Comte, I have repeatedly heard you say that the Code Noir has no relevance at all for you or your fellow plantation owners. Am I to believe it has suddenly found a miraculous significance?
Toussaint, you're a devout man. You've seen for yourself how divine power has a way of transforming us all for the better. My actions were cruel and thoughtless, but such is the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm an altogether new man. On certain saints' days, I've even taken to scourging myself with a whip. It's the least I can do to atone for my heinous crime.
Your slaves have been scorched too, haven't they, Monsieur le Comte? But not by the hand of God. No, by their choice.
I'm aware of that, Toussaint, and that is why I've confessed my sins and been granted full absolution, provided, of course, that I do not err again.
There is not a priest this side of Rome holy enough to pardon you for such sins against your fellow men, Monsieur le Comte.
Toussaint, please, we must get back.
I humbly beg you to judge my actions from this time forward.
Judge your actions? I've seen your actions, haven't I? Where you treat your slaves, like the time in the slave auction in the Cap, when Master Bion's cousin, Sebastian, came to visit us, and you showed him the correct method of acquiring slaves. First, you wrung the poor wretch closer to you so that he nearly choked on the end of his chain. And then you said, if there's a bad temperament, I'll see it. Though with his creatures fresh off the boat, it's hard to pierce the layer of fog which clouds their primitive intellects. Checked his eyes, pulling the eyelids so wide apart, I thought his eyes would pop out of his sockets. He screamed with pain, but you did not listen. Instead, you struck him so hard in the face that his nose bled, These young ones have to learn the hard way, you said.
Well, it's true that I was a little vigorous in my examination of new slaves.
Vigorous? To preserve your dignity, you spat in their faces. Why? To show them you were the more civilized one. Now, you told Sebastian the whip is the voice of truth on my plantation. And when he suggested that the Côte Noire had some part to play in the welfare of slaves, you declared, the Côte Noire has nothing to do with me or anyone. It's a joke. Now you expect me to believe that you intend to enforce the Côte Noire and even grant your slaves for the privileges. Were I as naive as you are callous and brutal, maybe I would believe you.
Like you, I detest cruelty, but I truly believe that Monsieur Le Comte has seen the error of his ways. We must act together if we are to succeed.
For you, and you alone, Bayo, I see what I can do.
Thank you. Then we ask you to call a meeting of all the overseers in the Northern Plain, to agree a time for the insurrection. We shall leave the details to you.
One condition. All slaves responsible for bringing their comrades into action must be granted their freedom when the insurrection has run its course. Must be no reprisals. Swear to me.
None of us object to that.
If you say so.
Good. Then leave the business to me. Gentlemen, excuse me.
God go with you, Toussaint.
I must tell Mambo Cecile at once. Strange winds are blowing all around. So strange. Are the spirits watching me now? Mambo Cecile lives at the foot of a silk cotton tree. It's a magic place. She comes out to greet me just like she's been expecting me. Mambo Cecile, there's to be a slave rebellion. The Count and Master Bayon are planning it with Toussaint. They've asked him to lead it, and he has agreed. A day has gone by, and now I crouch unseen behind the closed door, straining to listen to the voices within. I still feel guilty spying on Toussaint. With him is Georges Biassou, rum-drenched and foul as ever, a man who always leers at me, and the two fair-skinned mulattoes, Rigaud, his face caked in white powder, and the dandy Beauvais, who always seems so quiet by his master's side. Cecile says Rigaud and Beauvais are not to be trusted. She hates the way Rigaud paints his face and acts like a pompous Frenchman all decked out in lace and bows as if he's ashamed of his black blood. His mother was as black as mine and Toussaint's. I doubt there's an ounce of sincerity in him.
You're out of your mind, Toussaint. I'm not shedding my blood for the planters. Let them rot. Fill me up, there's a good woman.
Don't you think you had enough, Biassou?
Rubbish. I drink this stuff since I was a boy. It hasn't done me any harm yet.
That's a matter of opinion. Between rum and politics, I think we all know where Biassou's loyalties lie.
Shut up, Rigo. What do you know about anything, anyway? You are nothing but a damn half-half.
Biassou, I do believe the flow of rum should cease.
Starve a friend of his medicine, would you?
Mm. Well, that was our last. We're clean out of rum.
What? Don't worry yourself, Suzanne. I always come prepared. Mm-hmm. I snatched this flask from right under my master's nose, and he didn't see a thing. If you think I'm an old pithead, you should see him.
Biassou, listen to me. Our people are to set fire to the plantation's building
That's all. If you threaten the riches of the colony, the revolutionaries in Le Cap will back off from imposing their will on the planters, and in return, our masters will ban the whip and grant us an extra free day.
Never cross your mind that the planters might be lying through the teeth.
Look, of course it has. But it's dangerous for us to think we can improve our people's lives without the help of the white man. In any case, he has all France behind him. What have we? What do we have?
Toussaint's right. Must we chop off our noses to spite our faces?
Spoken like a true half-breed, Rigaud. You damn mongrel. Don't you know whose side you're on? Do you?
If you weren't so drunk, you'll see things as clearly as I do. Look, all of us must work together under God if we were to be truly free. Divided, we'll be easy prey. Let us bridge the gap between the blacks and whites. In the name of liberty, His Majesty King Louis is on our side.
Utter shit! And you know it. How can we ever build a bridge long enough to cross broken bodies of our brothers and sisters? Worked to death on the plantation. The human cargo tossed in the sea where the spirit of our countrymen cry out for revenge. Shall we raise them from the dead?
Look, the whites have wronged us greatly. But the best way of assuring them of our strength and dignity is by refraining from barbaric acts of revenge.
Our people are just as angry as yours be as who. Wherever we go, the planters push us away in disgust. They never miss an opportunity to abuse us. They are ashamed to call us their children. But revenge is not the answer.
That's right, Rigo. They're bone idle. Why do you think they leave the defense of the colony to us? Huh? Running around in the hot sun, shooting off pistols, snaring runaways? No planter would dirty his hands with that work.
Yes, Bouvet, but they've trained your people well, haven't they? Real soldiers, with firearms, be so. Not field hands with machetes and hoes.
Ah, bullies and playing with toy guns. There's not been a soldier. Just look at our friend Rigo here. I never met a fob until I met this man. He's the only half-breed whose skin tone changes on a daily basis. Let's see what happens if I run my fingers across his cheek like so. Look at that, gentleman. I have seen whores wear less makeup. You're not trying to pass for a planter by any chance, are you, Rigo?
You quite a spectacle yourself, Bielsu. Shuffling around like some half-assed zombie, too drunk to remember your own name, chasing after whores only to vomit on their feet when you catch one of them.
The man's got a point. Ever since you and Toussaint started out as overseers, you've been bad-mouthing just about anyone who crosses your path. I'm sick of hearing it.
Remember when we found him shambling around the harbor in La Cap without his breeches on, Suzanne? The bloody old fool had left him in some dance boudoir.
Listen to him, Axel. You think that's how a true soldier conducts himself?
Okay, that's enough. Don't you yearn to be more than you are, Biesu? Rigo's people have the firepower. We have the numbers. That way we'll be victorious.
Oh, you think I need a sponge to show me how to fire a gun?
Then tell us your plan, Bielsu. Are we to fall upon the whites with sticks and stones?
You forget one thing. More than half the slaves in this colony are newly imported from Africa. They serve the gods of Africa, who cry out for revenge.
Instead, we'll lead them down the path of justice. Don't you see? One army forged by strength and discipline, Rigo. Bouvet, what do you say? Will you join us?
You can count on me.
Yes, I'm with Rigo.
But let's use the insurrection to bargain with both sides.
We should ally with whoever offers us the best terms, be it the planters or the revolutionaries.
Typical. See how these bloody mulattoes like to keep their options open?
It's called a strategy, Bezu.
Strategy, very grand.
Shall we take an oath of loyalty on the Bible? Or perhaps you would prefer if I round the neck of a chicken?
To hell with a lot of you. You have far too much of the white man's blood in you for my liking.
Do you want us to lose everything, Bezu? Stop talking like an idiot. The whites are divided. Mm. All the more reason for us to unite with the mulattoes.
As I crouch by the doorway, the strange wind stirs again. A hand darts out from the darkness, covering my mouth and pulling me down. I'm falling, falling. I try to scream, but no noise comes out. I cannot breathe. I sink deeper and deeper into the land of the dead.
Marie! Marie!
You have been listening to episode 1 of Black Spartacus by Anthony Maddalena, directed by Joe Charles and produced by the Black Swan Theatre Company Limited. The cast in order of speaking were Marie, Judy Hepburn, Cecile, Laverne Archer, Buchman, Ben Unwukwe, Madame de Libertas, Claire Gita, Toussaint Louverture, Willie Jonah, Bayon de Libertas, Robert Maskell, Suzanne, Olive Miller, Placide, Darian Charles, the Comte de Chalvois, Alan Guy, Biasou, Bob Phillips, Rigaud, Alastair Bain, Beauvais, Bhaskar Patel. For further information about the work of the Black Swan Theatre Company, please visit www.theblackswan.co.uk. That's THEE. Recorded at Art 19 Studios. Engineered by Fred Cox, Art 19. Foley sound, Adrian Liebowitz. Drumming by Morgan, Herukuti and Ronald Thomas. The Black Swan would also like to thank Raymond Stevenson and Lucia Hinton of Art 19 Studios. If you've enjoyed what you heard today, help the Black Swan Theatre Company, that's the THEE, the Black Swan Theatre Company, bring these radio characters to life in the stage version of the show. We would appreciate your views on the show, your financial help, and volunteers to be involved in the production. Contact details are www.theblackswan.co.uk. That's the THEE. And our email address is theblackswan@hotmail.com. So THEE, theblackswan@hotmail.com. Thanks very much for listening.